Hello, everyone. I'm Brett Neese. It is Monday, September 18th. Starting today, you can make an appointment for the new COVID-19 booster shot with Wake County Health Department. The CDC is recommending these boosters for everyone, along with flu and RSV shots. Ronald Kearney is the Garner man who is facing 90 counts of animal cruelty. He is due in court this afternoon. The Wake County Sheriff's Office found more than 200 animals at a property on Trudy Lane in Garner. That includes sheep, cows, goats, and chickens, among other animals. Some of them were dead, and most of them were starving. Another man also faces a misdemeanor charge. The Union for Durham Sanitation Workers plans to hold a rally tonight at 6:30 in front of City Hall when City Council holds its meeting. That comes after Durham City Manager proposed a one-time bonus for city workers that the union calls insufficient. Those workers say the offer is only a fraction of what they are asking for. If approved, the bonuses will come from sales tax revenue. Durham is also working on a compensation study, which will be voted on in the spring of next year. Citywide curfew for anyone under the age of 18 will be the topic of a special meeting tonight in Fayetteville. The ordinance would make it unlawful for those ages 16 and 17 to be in any public place from midnight to 5 a.m. on weekdays and 1 a.m. to 5 a.m. on weekends. The curfew would go into effect for kids 16 and under at 11 p.m. each night. Council members will talk about whether to modify the ordinance or throw away the idea altogether. That meeting is at 7 p.m. One of the three people facing charges after a shooting in the middle of Glenwood South over the weekend will be in court today. Officers responded to the intersection of Glenwood Avenue and Tucker Street shortly before 2 a.m. on Sunday. They say a man had been shot in the arm, but he's expected to be okay. Police arrested three people, including 20-year-old Adrian Newsom, who faces a charge of assault with a deadly weapon, inflicting serious injury. Finally tonight, the Panthers will be looking to get their first win of the year in their home opener. They'll host the New Orleans Saints at Bank of America Stadium on Monday Night Football. WRL's Chris Lee and Pat Welter will be there, and we will have live coverage before and after the game.